Intro. Welcome to the Krakota Masterclass. Slicing the Kick Transient in Ableton Live 12 for 90s Inspired Darkness. This is a beginner lesson in the bass lines area of drum and bass production. I'll show you how to isolate the attack of a kick, make a two-part kick inside a drum rack, and process that attack and tail separately using only Ableton stock devices. The result? A brittle, pitched click on top of a deep, mono sub. A classic Krakota style approach. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a drum rack with two chains, kick attack, a tight high frequency snap, and kick tail, a loop deep sub. A small MIDI pattern triggering attack and tail independently, so you can shape balance and tone. Processing chains using simpler EQ8, saturator, compressor, utility, auto filter, and drum bus or glue to get that dark 90s vibe. Step A. Prepare the sample and slice by transient. Start with a clean, punchy kick sample that has a clear attack and a full tail. Drop the audio file into session or arrangement view. Double-click to open clip view. If warp is on, right-click and choose warp off so you keep raw transient positions intact. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, choose slice by transient, preserve envelopes, off, and create drum rack. If you get too many slices, increase threshold or manually adjust warp markers before slicing. Ableton will make a drum rack full of simpler instances. Find the slice with the main attack, usually the first leftmost slice, and rename it kick attack. Rename the slice that contains the tail kick tail. If the tail is split into multiple slices, drag the tail portion from your original file into a new simpler on a new chain instead of stitching slices back together. Step B. Create discrete attack and tail chains inside the drum rack. Make two chains in the drum rack, one for the attack and one for the tail. For the attack chain, open simpler and use classic mode or one shot with a very short decay. Trim the sample with the start and end handles so it contains only the attack. You can nudge the start a few milliseconds forward to remove DC clicks. Set the amp envelope so the decay is short, around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on the sample. Transpose the attack up between plus 6 and plus 12 semitones to taste. That pitched click gives presence without fighting the sub. For the tail chain, load either the tail slice or the original kick's tail into a second simpler and enable loop in classic or one-shot mode. Set the loop region over the sustain part of the tail so it sustains smoothly. Place an EQ8 after a simpler and low pass the tail aggressively. Aim around 90 to 150 Hz with a steep slope to make it a true sub. Add a utility with width set to 0% to mono the low end. Step C. Process attack and tail separately for darkness and snap process them separately to keep function and clarity. Attack chain processing. Insert EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 200 Hz to remove low rumble. Add a small boost of 2 to 4 dB between 2 and 6 kHz to emphasize the click. Add a saturator, analog clip or soft clip, with 2 to 6 dB drive and dry slash wet around 30% for grit. Follow with a fast compressor or glue compressor. Attack between 0.5 and 3 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms. Ratio around 4:1 to tighten the transient. Optionally map attack level or a macro for quick control. Tail chain processing. Start with EQ8 and low pass at roughly 120 Hz, cutting any 2 to 4 kHz muddiness. Add subtle saturator or redux at low settings for texture. Drive 0 to 3 dB. Use a compressor with a slower attack to preserve sub body. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 200 ms, or use drum bus with drive 1 to 3 and boom to taste. Damp to remove highs. Keep the tail mono with utility width 0% and set gain so it sits under the attack. Step D. Program MIDI so attack and tail interact musically. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack track. Put tail notes on the main downbeats where you want sub energy. Place attack notes on the same beat, but try small timing offsets for separation. Move the attack 0 to 6 milliseconds later for a delayed snap, or align them exactly for maximum punch. Use a fine grid like 1/64 for micro timing. You can also trigger the attack more frequently, for example on every 1/16, while keeping the tail only on primary beat for a snapping groove with deep sub on the downbeats. Step E. Final mix glue for the 90s vibe. Group the drum rack chains or use a drum rack return and add a glue compressor on the group. Use a low ratio around 2:1 and a slower attack so the attack transient still comes through. Set release sync to tempo. Add an EQ8 on the group to notch any clashes with your bassline. Make sure the tail stays mono and the group headroom sits around 6 dB. Optionally use sidechain compression from base to tail or from attack to tail so the sub sits cleanly with other elements. Common mistakes to avoid: slicing with warp enabled. This can shift transient positions and cause timing or phase issues. Turn warp off before slicing if you want raw transients. Leaving both pieces full range causes phase cancellation and clutter. High pass the attack and low pass the tail. Not monoing the low end, a wide sub can create phase problems. Use utility width 0% on the tail. Oversaturating the tail, heavy distortion kills sub energy. Saturate the attack more than the sub, triggering both layers identically. They'll clash. Small pitch or timing offsets create separation. Overslicing the sample and losing the natural tail. Keep the tail intact in a separate simpler for looping. Pro tips: pitch the attack plus 7 or plus 12 semitones for a brittle click. Keep the tail tuned to the root with a low pass for body. Map drum rack macros for attack level, tail level, attack pitch, and tail cutoff to quickly dial moods. If the attack feels boxy, add a very short send reverb or a tiny utility delay to place it slightly away from other elements. Save the drum rack as a preset once you're happy so you can swap samples and keep macros. Use simpler start position to trim micro clicks instead of editing audio. It preserves phase and speeds workflow. For true 90s darkness, control low mids and emphasize top end grit with saturator plus EQ rather than pushing mids. Mini practice exercise: try this short drill. 1. Pick a single kick sample and slice it by transient into a drum rack. 2. Build two chains, kick attack and kick tail. 3. Program a 1-bar MIDI pattern with the tail on beats 1 and 3, and the attack on every 1/16. 4. Process attack. HP tilde 150-200 ITC, EQ boost around 3K ITC, saturator drive 4, glue compressor fast. 5. Process tail, LP at 120 ITC, utility width 0%. Gentle saturation, compressor slow attack. 6. Export a short loop and compare to the original. You should hear more snap and a darker, punchier sub. Recap: we sliced a kick by transient, separated attack and tail into separate drum rack chains, and processed each with Ableton stock devices to create a bright, pitched click over a deep, mono sub. Use small pitch shifts, careful EQ, and macro controls to experiment quickly and lock in that Krakota-style darkness, while keeping your low end clean. Closing: think of this as sound design plus arrangement. Two distinct musical ingredients, snap and sub, occupying different frequency, timing and dynamic spaces. Small moves like plus 6/12 semitones on the attack or a 10/30ms timing nudge make a huge difference. Name and color your chains, save presets, and keep your original audio handy for reslicing. Now go try it. Slice your kick, split attack and tail, and craft that classic dark DNB punch.